and welcome to Heartbeat. We are in this season of Lent, and as we began a few weeks ago, we've been looking at different areas of our lives where we need God's grace, where we need to make some changes. And it's a wonderful season in the church that gives us this opportunity to prepare our hearts for when Jesus is coming in just a few weeks' time. It's a time that we talk about repentance, changing our ways, changing directions, turning back to God. We can often choose against God. I know I can in my life. We sin, we're not perfect, we're weak. And Lent is this opportunity that gives us a chance to look at our lives, to have some self-reflection, to look at the weaknesses that we have and to acknowledge that we need God and we need His grace. So this week, we are focusing on our thoughts. Our thoughts can be so powerful. Our thoughts can determine our actions. Our thoughts can affect our actions. They can affect our mood. They can cause fear and anxiety in us. They can also give us great happiness and joy. You know, Dr. Caroline Leaf, she's a neuroscientist and a Christian who helps people to have healthy thinking habits. She says this in her book, Switch On Your Brain. As we think, we change the physical nature of our brain. As we consciously direct our thinking, we can wire out toxic patterns of thinking and replace them with healthy thoughts. And when we think, it has a physical effect on us. But if you are someone who has negative thoughts, then Dr. Caroline Leaf says that you can actually rewire your brain and change the way that you think. You can change the way you think so that you can have positive thoughts. Our thoughts define our character and they influence our actions and behavior. So can I ask you today, are your thoughts in alignment with God, in the way He wants you to live, in His kingdom ways? Are your thoughts loving? Are they kind? You know, as we reflect on our lives in this season, I encourage you, particularly this week, to think about your thought life. Are you negative about things? Are you positive? Do your thoughts align with the way that God wants you to live, with His kingdom? Because He wants us to align our thoughts with Him. You know, God sanctifies us. He changes us from the inside out. That's what makes us holy. When we look at the interior heart of us, the interior part of us, our thoughts, and we can allow God and the Holy Spirit to change our thoughts. It's a bit of a scary thing to think that God knows all of our thoughts. Sometimes before, well, not sometimes, always, before we've even thought them, God knows our thoughts. He knows every little detail of us. And He wants us to govern our thoughts. He wants us to purify them with His grace. That's what we need to do. Now, in the book of Matthew, chapter 23, Jesus gives a warning to the Pharisees. He says in verse 25 to 26, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you clean the outside of the cup and of the plate, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence. You blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of the cup so that the outside also may become clean." Now, Jesus is pointing out that there's no point in our actions or our behavior, the way that we do things, being looking nice on the outside if inside we're actually selfish and greedy. We have to first work on the interior part of us before we work on the outside. And I admit that sometimes my outward behavior doesn't reflect my inner thoughts. I wish I could say all the time that I have the most beautiful, pure thoughts, but I don't. You know, instead, thoughts that we may have that are sinful, maybe they're vicious, or maybe we want to get revenge on others, we should have thoughts of love, of grace and forgiveness towards others. So what is your thought life currently? Do you have pure thoughts, loving thoughts? Or maybe vicious, revengeful, sinful thoughts? Now, the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 8, it tells us what we should be thinking of. It says, "Whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." Don't you think it'd be pretty awesome to think of all those wonderful things all the time? And it helps us so that when we're having negative thoughts, what does God tell us with this scripture? Well, let's change my thoughts. I need to think of things that are noble, things that are right, things that are pure, things that are lovely. You've got to capture yourself having those negative thoughts and change them. And you can ask God to help you do that. And it actually says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, it says, take every thought captive to obey Christ. So when you're having a negative thought, you can say, no, that's not how God wants me to think. How does God want me to think? Go back to Philippians. God wants me to think about things that are pure, that are lovely, that are admirable, that are excellent, that are praiseworthy. And ask the Holy Spirit to help you do that. Ask Him to give you the grace. In the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 2, there's this verse that you may have heard a few times. And it says this, do not copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. And if you read this in a different version, it might say, instead of saying, let God make you a new person by changing the way you think, it says, be changed by the renewal of your mind. And we need to have a renewed mind in the way that God thinks, in the way that God loves. We need to replace our thinking, our negative thinking, our selfish thinking, patterns of the world that we're taught to think of, fear and anxiety and stress. Ask God to transform your thinking to be ones that are pure and lovely and praiseworthy and admirable. And this actually takes an active discipline. We have to do something. That capturing of your thoughts, it's so important to capture your thoughts that are not of God and lay them before His feet and just say, hey God, this thought is not of you. Would you give me another thought? We have to actively be disciplined to do this. And so this week, I've got a few questions for you to think about when you're thinking about your thought life. You've got to think about your thoughts. Is ask yourself this. Are my outward actions consistent with my inner thoughts? Examine your conscience. Regularly examine not just your actions, but your underlying motivations in your heart, your thoughts that go with it. And ask yourself, how can I better align my thoughts with Philippians 4:8? That verse we read that talks about thinking of things that are true, that are noble, that are pure, that are praiseworthy. Why don't you pray with me right now and let's ask God to come and help us with our thoughts. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, as we talk this week about our thoughts, would you help us to capture every thought that is not of you and lay it at your feet? Would you by your grace give us thoughts that are pure and lovely and help us to think about things that are praiseworthy and admirable, Lord Jesus? Give us this discipline. Give us the grace to put this discipline into our lives. We ask this in your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.